Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
The pure white shirts have shimmered spectacularly once again. And Real Madrid are Paris-bound. Real Madrid will play the big game again.
After a stunning soccer game in Spain, the Champions League final is now set.
The NFL is headed to Deutschland, and a golf pioneer prepares to hit the links. From Wondery, I'm Matt Straub.
And I'm Anders Kelto. It's Thursday, May 5th, and this is Starting Five. Five sports headlines in 10 minutes. So, Straub, we're in some sort of strange time vortex today because, for whatever reason, there are no NBA playoff games tonight. So, what is a hoops head like yourself going to do? Will you be okay?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We knew this day would come, and I can tell you I'm not ready. Whatever meme you picture for person staring helplessly out window, that's going to be me around 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. I truly do not know what I'm going to do with myself. I mean, arts and crafts, maybe? I have no idea.
All right. Well, hey, I look forward to seeing your diorama tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, Straub, let's jump into things. Why don't you take us into today's news?
Okay. Real Madrid pulled off an incredible comeback on Wednesday, beating Manchester City 3-1 at home and knocking the English superpower out of the Champions League. Madrid will now play Liverpool in the Champions League final. That's on May 28th in Paris. Anders, what in the world happened in this game?
Yeah, this was one of the most dramatic comeback wins we've ever seen in a tournament that, by the way, has seen a lot of big comeback wins. Manchester City appeared to be cruising toward a second straight Champions League final when all of a sudden, kind of out of nowhere, Madrid scored two goals very late in the game to force extra time, and then they sealed the deal with a penalty kick in OT.
Benzema rose, and Benzema has Real Madrid 6-5 up on aggregate. They were dead, they live.
This, of course, was a huge disappointment for Man City and head coach Pep Guardiola, who keeps finding creative new ways to not win this tournament somehow. But the real story here, Matt, was Real Madrid. As you heard the announcer say in that clip, they just refused to die. This is a veteran team that was outplayed by Man City in both games, but just kept finding ways to score goals and stay alive. And by the way, Real Madrid's path to the final has now included wins over Paris Saint-Germain, Chelsea, and Manchester City. Wow. If they now beat Liverpool, that is arguably the most difficult path to a championship we've ever seen.
Unreal. I am circling that date, May 28th, on my calendar, Anders.
All right, let's move over to the NFL, where the league announced its international schedule for the upcoming season. And in addition to three very early Sunday morning games happening in London this year and one in Mexico City, the NFL will also play a regular season game for the very first time in Germany.
Woo.
It's the Bucks taking on the Seahawks November 13th at the Allianz Arena, home of mighty Bayern Munich.
Yeah, I think it's going to be nice for the fans of Germany to see both extremes of the quarterback spectrum. On the one far end, you will have the greatest to ever do it, Tom Brady. Yeah. On the other side, all the way down at the other end, you're going to have someone from the contingent of Geno Smith, Drew Locke, or Jacob Eason under center for Seattle. So that'll be fun. And by the way, this matchup will be the first of four games in Germany the next four seasons and some other firsts for you to ponder. The Bucks will be trying to get their first international win. They are 0-3 in London games. The aforementioned Tom Brady will add yet another gratuitous accolade to his resume as the first NFL QB to start a game in three different foreign countries. That would be England, Mexico, Germany, and the Packers, who, by the way, held out all this time, the last team to have avoided international travel. They're going to head to London for the first time.
I mean, Pack fan, they do have pretty good cheese in England.
That's fair. And when Aaron Rodgers inevitably throws a touchdown to rookie receiver Christian Watson, there will be no shortage of completely awful Sherlock Holmes jokes to follow. I just can't wait.
I can totally see Aaron Rodgers with a little Sherlock hat and a pipe in his mouth.
Absolutely. Now to the NHL, where the playoffs are going to continue tonight, and the game to watch is Rangers-Penguins. Game one on Tuesday went to triple overtime, with the Penguins getting a dramatic 4-3 win. And so far, I mean, this series just has the look of a true classic in the making.
Yeah, in that game one loss, Straub, Rangers goalie Igor Shesterkin made 79 saves, wow, the second most ever in an NHL playoff game. But tonight, the big storyline is around the Pittsburgh netminder. The Penguins have been without their injured starter, Tristan Jarry. And in game one, his backup, Casey DeSmith, left with an injury in the second overtime, which meant third stringer Louis Domingue had to suit up. And get this, he was so not expecting to go into this game that he apparently wolfed down a rather hefty dinner during overtime right before entering the game. And he talked about it in postgame.
Spicy pork and broccoli. I needed something in my belly. It's not great.
The spicy pork and broccoli in his belly was not great. Can we please get this man some decent takeout?
Yeah.
Domingue, a 30-year-old NHL journeyman, is now in his eighth pro season. And after playing in only two games for the Pens this season, he is now expected to make his very first NHL postseason start.
By the way, if you think I'm not ordering spicy pork and broccoli immediately after this, you are sorely mistaken, sir.
All right. Meanwhile, we have one day to go until the start of a new WNBA season. The action tips off with four games on Friday, including the Chicago Sky starting their title defense against the LA Sparks, last year's runner-up, the Phoenix Mercury, taking on the Las Vegas Aces, and the four-time champion Seattle Storm squaring off against the Minnesota Lynx.
Yeah, there are some really compelling storylines to follow on opening night. I mean, Candace Parker and the Sky, of course, trying to become the first repeat champions since the Sparks in the early 2000s. As for Seattle, they've got title hopes, and they've got 41-year-old Sue Bird coming back for a 19th WNBA season, which is, by the way, expected to be her last in the league. And her former college teammate, Diana Taurasi, will be playing in her 18th season for a pretty formidable Phoenix team. One that, of course, though, will not have Brittany Griner at the start of this season. Griner, as we know, has been detained in Russia since February when she was accused of carrying cannabis oil in her luggage at an airport. And this season, every WNBA team is going to have floor decals on their court in honor of Griner. Those will feature her initials and her number, 42, as efforts continue to bring her home.
And on that note, on yesterday's episode of The Lead, we did a deep dive on Brittany Griner's case and why there is some reason to be hopeful about her release. Check it out.
All right, let's wrap this up with some golf. Howard University's Gregory Odom Jr. will join the PGA Tour at the Wells Fargo Championship at TPC Potomac today and will become the first ever golfer from the historically black university to participate in a PGA Tour event. He is an amateur, and he'll be playing on what is called a sponsor exemption.
Yeah, and the backstory here is pretty cool. Howard had a successful golf program that went undefeated in 1968 and won two conference championships in the 1970s. But the program was then disbanded and didn't come back until Steph Curry made a big donation to the school a few years ago. And Curry talked about Greg Odom Jr.'s participation in the event earlier this week.
He has amazing talent. To get him on the PGA Tour, to get some experience, continue to wave the Howard flag, it's going to be awesome. I'm excited for him. I'm excited for the opportunity for him to showcase his skills and then continue to put Howard on the map.
And a little side note here, Straub, the PGA Tour currently only has four black players, and research from the group We Are Golf has found that only 3% of recreational golfers are black. A former CEO of the PGA of America, Pete Bevacqua, has cited diversity as the sport's most pressing issue. So, you know, here's to Steph Curry and Greg Odom Jr. for trying to address that.
Definitely.
All right, that's it for Starting Five. From Wondery, I'm Andres Kelto.
And I'm Matt Straub. Thanks for listening.
To hear more of The Lead, you can follow us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Or to listen to us on your Alexa-enabled device, just say, Alexa, play The Lead podcast.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know, kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know.
Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.